Right now, there are an estimated 70,000 people surrounding the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya who cannot access humanitarian aid. Catholic Relief Services says famine refugees are pouring into the camp on Kenya's border with Somalia at a rate of 1,800 a day, stretching already strained resources. Jim Ashman is CRS Emergency Coordinator in Kenya. He has just returned from the camp, where he says one in four children are at risk of death.
Now, we're speaking to you because you have just returned from a visit to the Dadaab refugee camp. First of all, where is Dadaab and what did you find there?
Dadaab is in the eastern part of Kenya, near the Somalian border. There's about 400,000 refugees there who have come from Somalia. And the ones who have come since January, about 100,000 of them, are in particularly bad shape. I went to one of the areas where there was 25,000 of them. They were settled on a floodplain, which will be inundated by September. And the doctor who was there said he was doing triage. He said that at least one out of four of the children arriving were severely malnourished. So they are really obviously in quite a dire situation.
What is the capacity of the camp and what number of people is it actually caring for or trying to deal with at the moment?
The camp is far over capacity, and I think that's the problem, is that there's no space within the camp. The camp was originally built for 90,000, and there are 400,000 there now. So these people are actually camped in areas around the camp. And the particular area that we visited at Ifo was actually a floodplain. So the camp is over capacity.
And what are the major challenges within the camp itself? What are the conditions like for these people?
The conditions of the people inside the camp, well, they're getting food and they're getting water. But there are other issues regarding protection, regarding education. Now, that's for the people who are actually in the camp. The problem I see is there's at least 70,000 people now who are outside of the camp and can't get access to those services. So it's really a capacity issue, capacity of the camp. Now, we are initiating interventions there with our own private funds to assist them. It's just that more efforts like that are necessary.
CRS, of course, is one of the major church partners working on the ground there. Can you give us a regional outlook? Dadaab is only one reality, unfortunately. We know there are other camps in the region and even beyond. Can you speak to us perhaps generally about the situation there?
Yeah, my experience right now is limited to Kenya. And in Kenya, there's at least 3.5 million people who right now need food aid. WFP only has food for less than half of those. So the situation overall is quite dire. The national food stocks are expected to run out by the end of August. We are working in conjunction and coordination with the other Caritas partners. There's Trocare, Catholic, Miserior, Caritas Australia, Caritas Swiss, Cordaid, that we do coordinate with, and so we can make sure that we fill the gaps that are there and avoid overlap. Today, in fact, we're on a mission, people who work for me are on a mission with Caritas Switzerland in Wajir, which is an extremely hard-hit area of the country.
Speak to us a little bit more about that mission. Why are you going there?
We're going there because it's an underserved area, and it's kind of the eye of the storm when it comes to the Kenyan side of the drought. It's extremely hard-hit. There is hunger there. There's lack of access to water. What we've already begun is to do supplemental feeding for the vulnerable, the children under five, pregnant, lactating women, the elderly, and to provide water sources, to do emergency drilling of wells. So that's what we've begun immediately in those areas. We're going now with Caritas Swiss to see now what are the other areas of intervention with Caritas Garissa, which is the arm of the diocese of Garissa. We're in conjunction with them trying to see now what other needs, emergency needs, can we address.
Now, of course, the most important thing for our listeners to remember is that when we speak about Caritas, we're speaking about, yes, professionals such as yourself who are trained and have experience in these situations, but who work very much hand in hand with the local people on the ground through the diocesan and parish and faith network communities. Is that not the case?
That is indeed the case. I've been dealing with emergency for over 20 years now. And this is actually, in terms of the nutritional situation, it's probably the worst I've ever actually seen personally. It's a big catastrophe. There is a need for more resources. The CRS response right now, just speaking for Catholic Relief Services, is 90% privately funded and less than 10% publicly funded. So we really are relying on private donations to be able to assist these people in extreme need.
What does it mean, what would it mean, if we don't get the aid to these people?
Well, people will die, and the ones who won't die will leave their will lose their livelihoods. They will come into camps. It will just compound the situation more. It's important that the people are assisted now before the situation deteriorates to famine, as it already has in Somalia.
Moving perhaps beyond the emergency crisis situation, how did this all happen? I'm going to ask you, it's almost a naive and ingenuous question, but it has to be asked. People, when they think about Kenya, one would never have thought of a Kenya suffering from drought, suffering from famine. What are the factors that led to this?
Well, it's the meteorologists say that this is a La Nina phenomenon. And I think the shame of it is we knew, the international community knew that this was happening a year ago. And despite appeals, it had to get to this point before we started to be able to access funding. We do have early warning systems in place. And I think that even right now we're in the emergency mode, addressing emergency life-saving needs. But it's important that we continue to long-term solutions for these kind of things. So it is something that was seen to be coming. Approximately a year ago, they raised the alert that a La Nina drought was coming to the region. Indeed, it did happen. That is, of course, compounded in Somalia by the political situation, which makes it extremely difficult to access these people to be able to deliver aid. Therefore, so many, about 1,800 a day, are now crossing into Kenya. So it's a combination of those two problems put together here.
Have you been able to talk to any of these people yourself, Jim? And if so, what have they been saying to you?
The stories are they've come primarily because they lack access to food and that they cannot get relief food in Somalia. These people come in very, very bad condition, having walked hundreds of kilometers. The great majority of the women have experienced violence, gender-based violence against them. So when they come, it's really a pitiful sight, and I would really advocate that we give them as much assistance as possible to get them out of that situation.
For our listeners out there who feel moved to try and help the people of the Horn of Africa and who want to do it through channels which they know are clear and transparent and means the money will get to these people, will be put into the local community's hands and will be used in the best possible way, through organizations such as Catholic Relief Service, how do they do it?
Well, I would say that as we're coordinating, there is a Caritas Kenya who coordinates the various Caritas international organizations here. As I said, there's various needs in different parts of the country. So I would say that in terms of addressing those needs, it's a good idea to get on the Caritas website. It's www.caritas.org. And you can read a little bit more about the crisis there and also to donate, because those donations that come through Caritas International will now be channeled to those particular international organizations, Caritas International organizations like CRS, who are working in the hardest hit areas. We are coordinating very strongly with the local Caritas organizations and the other Caritas International organizations here.